As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94. WIP, check it out there. Appreciate everyone who listened to the show yesterday, both the pod and, of course, Midday Show live at the Brian Dawkins Golf Outing. We had Brian Dawkins on the show. We had Brandon Graham on the show. We had Merrill Reese on the show. So if you missed any of those, check out the YouTube feed, 94WIP on YouTube. Or you could go to the Odyssey app and check it out there. Just find the Midday Show, Hugh Douglas and Joe Giglio. So appreciate everyone listening and making the podcast part of your day. I want to dive into something we touched on a little bit towards the end of the show yesterday, because I feel like it's a really interesting idea thrown out by Ben Davis recently on the morning show, which was the idea the Phillies could trade Ranger Suarez here at some point this season. Now, Ranger is an impending free agent. We know the Phillies are trying to win. They're fighting with the Mets for first place. They're at least fighting for a playoff spot in a really loaded National League. So the first thought you might have is, why would they subtract? Why would they move off of Ranger Suarez, who's pitched extremely well since he's come back from the from his rehab stint and from his time on the injured list? In fact, you know, his first start was a blow up, and since then, he really has been outstanding. I'm looking at his last five starts. You know, he's got six starts in the book. So the first one was a blow up against the Diamondbacks. Since then, seven innings, no runs, five strikeouts, one walk against Cleveland. Next one, seven innings, three runs, six strikeouts, one walk against Pittsburgh. Next one, against Colorado, in course, 6 2/3, zero earned runs, six strikeouts, three walks. That's a heck of a start in course. I know this Rockies team is as bad as it gets, but that's a good start. Next one, at home, I was at this game last Tuesday, against Atlanta. Six innings, zero earned runs, eight strikeouts, three walks. And then this past, you know, Sunday against Milwaukee, he went six innings, one earned run, two strikeouts, and zero walks. So if you add that all together, his last five starts, he had the blow up, seven runs in his first start. Since then, we're talking about, let me pull this up here. We're talking about five starts to which he has pitched to a 1.10 ERA, a 2.65 FIP, 27-8 strikeout to walk ratio. Really excellent baseball over the last five starts. Really good job by Ranger Suarez. So he's pitching well. In theory, you would not want to move him. In theory, you leave him alone. But Ben Davis threw out the idea that, hey, the Phillies have been reluctant to move him to the bullpen. You know, Hugh on the Midday Show has said it so many times that because of his contract situation, maybe the Phillies don't feel they can move him to the bullpen. I don't believe in that. I don't buy that. I'd move him to the bullpen tomorrow once the rotation is solidified around him and they didn't need him anymore. That happens, I would move him to the bullpen. But let's say the Phillies don't want to go that route, or they want to acquire harder throwing relievers or kind of create harder throwing relievers, whether it be Seth Johnson, Taiwan Walker. We'll see what they do at the trade deadline. A lot of names, you know, they're being connected to Pete Fairbanks and Finnegan, you know, from Washington, Fairbanks or Tampa Bay. So we'll see. Aroldis Chapman from the Red Sox, who I'll get to in a few minutes here. The Phillies could obviously acquire a harder throwing reliever. Ranger, although he's pitched well at the bullpen in the past, doesn't kind of profile as a big-time relief pitcher because of his skill set and his velocity and the way he pitches. That all being said, there is a thought process, and Ben brought it up, that the Phillies have a surplus of starters. They have holes in the bullpen, and they have holes in their... They need a bat. We'll just put it that way. You know, they can move people around and get a bat in different ways, but they need a bat. And I've been on this for a while. I talked about it yesterday on the podcast. The Phillies need a bat. So a way they could do it is to acquire Rangers, to trade Ranger Suarez, maybe straight up or in a package to acquire one of those things, or maybe you trade Ranger Suarez to a team in need of starting pitching, and then you reroute those prospects for something else. So that's the thought process, that Ranger, because the Phillies don't want to dip it to the top of their farm system, I'm sure they don't want to trade Aiden Miller. They're not going to trade Andrew Painter. I'm sure they don't want to trade Mick Abel, especially if he profiles well, you know, back in the rotation now this week at Toronto. I'm sure they don't want to trade Justin Crawford. So if you don't want to trade these guys, you know, and I know Rune Escobar's there, and there's some prospects that have emerged the last year. They could trade some prospects. Dave DeBrowski's not afraid to do that. But I'm sure they don't really want to if they don't have to. So this could be a way to subtract from a surplus to add to something that is in real need, which is either the bullpen or a bat. Let's say preferably an outfield bat, but I'll move people around and make the bat work. So I think there's something to this, especially if over the next 6 to 8 weeks, the rotation continues as healthy and strong. So here's what we know. Wheeler, Luzardo, Sanchez, those are locks. Those are your lock starting pitchers, assuming health. 1, 2, 3. Aaron Nola should be back in a few weeks. That was going to take 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I don't know. But he should be back in a few weeks. If he's healthy and somewhat effective, he obviously assumes a role back in the rotation. He's Aaron Nola. Then you have Mick Abel, who's arrived here, and Rob Thompson said a couple days ago that it's not necessarily just going to be one for one start. So it sounds like after what Abel was able to do against the Pittsburgh Pirates a couple weeks ago, then going back to AAA and pitching really well, that they're willing to give Abel a little run here, a little shot, while Aaron Nola, you know, finalizes his return and gets fully healthy. So you have Wheeler, Luzardo, Sanchez. Right now, Abel, eventually Nola. And then from what we understand, from what we think, from what the Phillies are telling us, Andrew Painter should be up at some point, again, in a starting role because the Phillies don't want to put him in the bullpen, to be a starter. So that, as I do the math here, Wheeler, 1, Luzardo, 2, Sanchez, 3, Nola, eventually, 4, Abel, if he could stick, 5, Painter, 6. So that's 6 right there. That's if the Phillies want to keep 6. They may not. They may want to go with a strict 5-man rotation and just have, let's say, Abel kind of in the stable of AAA big leagues to fill in if they need. That's 6. That's totally subtracting Ranger Suarez. Like, he's gone. And I still have potentially a surplus of starting pitchers 6 weeks or 8 weeks from now. So that day, I'm not saying trade Ranger today because right now they're using him and they're needing him and he's pitching well. But that day when we get to late July, if health is on the Philly side and performance is on the Philly side for Nola, for Abel, for Painter, that day is here where the Phillies now have 7 healthy starters. They've already moved Seth Johnson to the bullpen. They've already moved Taiwan Walker to the bullpen. They've probably already acquired or are about to acquire a big-time relief pitcher, whether it be, you know, Bird in Colorado or Fairbanks at Tampa or Aroldis Chapman in Boston, whoever they're going to go after. They've kind of got that guy, Hobie Milner in Texas. However, they're going to go get one or two arms to the bullpen. So now what? You have Ranger Suarez, who's 2 months away from free agency. The Phillies really have set their team up by paying Wheeler, by paying Nola, by paying Sanchez, by having Painter in the fold, you know, just starting his clock of service time, by having Abel in the fold, just starting his clock of service time, that they don't really have much of a rotation spot, let alone, you know, the financial wherewithal to go pay a surplus starting pitcher. So we are probably looking at Ranger Suarez departing in free agency after the season. We know in October, the Phillies trust Ranger to an extent. They're not letting him throw 7 innings in the postseason. They really never have. I mean, he's more of a touch and feel after the fourth, fifth inning, you know, Topper really gets really into the bullpen and the pockets after that fourth, fifth inning, maybe six. But, you know, if Ranger Suarez pitches in the postseason, I'd be surprised based on what they have with Wheeler, Luzardo, Sanchez, Nola, Painter. I just would be surprised if Ranger, although he's pitching really well right now, I'd be surprised if he took down a postseason start. Okay. So then you're talking about postseason bullpen or you know, smaller role. So there's a school of thought, and I agree with Ben Davis on this, that you could maybe get more at a Ranger before he walks away anyway in a trade. Okay, so I'm open to the idea as we lay it all out. The question is, where and who? And what do you get back? Because all the things we know about Ranger, other teams know as well. And with him being a free agent at B, you're not going to get any team out of contention a bite. Even small market teams that are, you know, might like the pitcher, they're not taking him unless they're in a race, right? Because you're losing him in 2 months or he's heading into free agency. So the only teams that are going to bite on this are contenders that need starting pitching. And as I looked this morning, I think there's three possible landing spots for Ranger Suarez. Teams that are in the race but have a shortage or a deficit in the starting pitching department and they could use a boost. I'm looking at the Boston Red Sox, and I'll get to them in a second because I think that is a really interesting team to keep an eye on, along with the Phillies and the trade deadline. The Padres and the Cubs. Now, let's start with the NL teams because it'd be a little bit bizarre, in a sense, helping out teams that you'd have to face to get to the World Series. And in the case of the Padres, I think the Cubs are probably going to win their division. But in the case of the Padres, you could be giving Ranger Suarez to a team that is directly battling with you for a wild card spot. The Phillies and Padres could battle for one of the three wild card spots all the way down to the end. So you'd be enhancing those teams. But the Padres are a little thin. Very high-end players between Machado and Tatis and Arise and Cease and Robert Suarez and Michael King. But it's a thin earth team. They need a bat. They need an arm. They're just missing players. They're not deep enough right now as they stand to go be great over 162 or even probably in the postseason. They could use Ranger Suarez. And we know their GM, Preller, is not shy about making moves, about rentals, about going for it. I think they'd be interested. Now, as far as giving something back for the Major League team, I don't see it. As I said, they're not super deep. So I think this would be more like, hey, we'll give you a prospect for Ranger, and then you could keep that prospect, or you could reroute him, or you know, maybe you'd be comfortable trading away someone you like because you replaced him in your system with the guy we gave you. So Padres are the first. Cubs are the second. The Cubs are a wagon when it comes to their offense. I think they fixed their bullpen enough in the last month to start to feel like they've got enough there. But what they're not is good enough in the starting pitching department to go win a championship. The guy that's taken down the most starts is Jameis Taillon. And I know he's pitched well this year in terms of earned run average. It's all make-believe. I mean, he's got a 5.11 FIP. He's led the league most home runs. He strikes out less than 7 per 9. I mean, Jameis Taillon is not going to last in the threes with his ERA. Matthew Boyd I like a lot. And he's got swing and miss stuff, and he's got good underlying numbers, but he gets hurt all the time. Ben Brown, the former Phillies farmhand, who they traded for David Robertson in 2022, is actually the opposite of Taillon, to where his you look at his kind of base numbers, 5.72 ERA, it's bad. You know, and he's a minus 7.7 WAR, but I actually see the overarching reasons to like him. He's got 11.3 strikeouts per 9, 3.74 strikeout to walk, a 3.11 FIP. I think he could emerge here. But they're without Justin Steele. Imanaga's been hurt. I mean, they need another starting pitcher in the worst way. I think they could eventually roll out, you know, Imanaga and Boyd and Brown and one more starting pitcher and win that division. But they're really short in the starting pitcher department. They're the team.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If there's a big-time starting pitcher available, they're the one that's going to go get him to try to go for it this year with Kyle Tucker. Now, they could look at Ranger and say, hey, with our offense and our bullpen, we get him and we know he's got moxie in a big game. We're not giving up our top prospects for this top guy. We'll take Suarez and Boyd and Brown and Imanaga to the postseason and try to piecemeal this together with a great manager in council. I could see them doing it. Now, they also don't have the bench guy or the extra outfielder to give up. I would have loved Seiya Suzuki before the season. And I think, you know, with him being a DH for them, maybe they're less attached. But leading the league in doubles, leading the league in runs batted in, a 152 OPS plus, they're mashing. They're not trading Seiya Suzuki. So this would be another one like the Padres, where you accept back a prospect package and then you go move those prospects. Now, if we're looking for a team, you could say, hey, I'll give you my starting pitcher because you have a surplus of this. I keep looking at the Red Sox. The Red Sox are built all wrong, but with a lot of good players. The puzzle pieces don't fit. They're in a weird spot right now because they're trying to win right now, but they have this wave of remarkable talent with Meyer and Roman Anthony coming to the big leagues in the next couple years. They don't have enough starting pitching, even though they traded for Crochet. They have a manager who always wants to win, trying to thread that needle between winning now and the future. They have a disaster with the Devers situation because he won't play the field after they took third base away from him. Bregman is hurt now. And they got a lot of square pegs, round holes. And I look at their outfield. Jaron Duran, Dave, came up recently in a trade rumor with the Padres. I could see why Preller would want him. Amazing year last year. You know, triples, doubles, home runs, slugs, stolen bases, speed in the outfield. I would love Jaron Duran. And if you could start a package with Ranger Suarez and would allow them to call up Roman Anthony as they subtract an outfielder, boom. I'm into the idea, and Dabrowski drafted Jaron Duran back in the day in Boston. Now, that's a high-end thing. You're also giving up big prospects. Rangers just a rental. Okay. But I think the Willy Abreu name is one to keep an eye on. He started off the season so well. He has been a big part of their success, but he dipped a little bit. He's hit 246 with a 327 OBP, 482 slug, 124 OPS plus, 13 homers, 29 runs batted in. I like him as a player. He is, let's find his age here. He's 25 years old. We're still talking about a player that's not a free agent until after the 2029 season. He could play left. He could play right. I like him. Now, you'd have to probably give up more along with Ranger, but maybe they'd be open to these ideas because they have a surplus of outfielders coming and they need pitching. I would trade Ranger. I think the Phillies should be open to trading Ranger at the deadline. And I look to the Red Sox, the Padres, the Cubs as teams that would have a lot of interest in Ranger Suarez to help them get to and win in the postseason. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.